So once again, for today, we're in some Kuflama base. Yes, Kuflama base. Base. We started doing base last time we were together, but we didn't get far enough in the Ramah. So we saw the Machaber just to get a running start. Machaber says, "Asala adam latzeis from base aknes kolim kedusha de sidra." They're not allowed to leave shul before the kedusha. The Sidra, which is the Kedusha of Valetzion, which we discussed before. Now the Ramah says, look carefully at the Ramah's language. The Ramah says, the Lashon of the Ramah is, we say at the end of Tefillah, Alein L'Shabeach, Me'umar, we say it, standing V'Yizar L'Omra B'Kavana. And a person should be careful to say it with Kavana. Now we all know the old jokes about Aleinu. Unfortunately, they are jokes. But here we see the halacha says that we have to be careful with aleinu. As I mentioned last time we were together, aleinu's disadvantage is that it's at the end of davening, except for on Yom Kippur. It's a challenge. So the Machaber says, okay, let's do the second part first, even though that's not the word you normally do it. So he says you have to say it with kavana. So, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Ches, it's one of the most, at least for me, one of the most powerful Mishnah Berurahs. Another one in Hilchos Yom Kippur, which is, but a lot of powerful Mishnah Berurahs, but this is ranks up there for me. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says in Ches, but Kavanah, you should say it with Kavanah, Aleinu, V'yesh Lomar, Aleinu, Be'emo V'yira, not only with intent, but with Emo and Yira, with fear and trepidation. Why? Why all these things? So the Chofetz Chaim says, "Ki kol tzva hashamayim shomim," because all the malachim, all the gazillion, whatever, no number of malachim listen. V'akash baruch hu omed im parmalia shomala, v'kulam onim v'omrim ashrayam shakachalo ashrayam, and they all listen. They all listen. Hashem listens and says, "Ashrayam shekachlo." Lucky is the people who say this. So I saw another version of this medrash that we know that constantly there's only whatever number there. There's no number of malachim saying shira, and when Klal Yisrael gets aleinu, Hashem tells them, "Quiet, everybody, quiet. I want to hear them say aleinu." Can you imagine that? It's an amazing Mishnah Berurah. So that should get us to say it with Kavana. That's an amazing Mishnah Berurah. So that should be enough to get us to do it properly. Now, others bring down, the Piskei Tshuvos bring down another reason in the name of the Bach, why we say, now again, you know, as I mentioned, the Ramah's language is you say it at the end of davening, at the end of tefillah. So that will have halakhic ramifications. Let's say you have two tefillahs adjacent to each other. Happen all the time. Shabbos, Shacharis and Musaf. Right, so when you finish Shacharis, you got Kriyas HaTorah. We're not finished davening yet. You got Musaf right away. Or in some place like here, we got Mincha Nemarav. So we'll see. That's going to be an interesting nafkamina. We'll see in a second. But he brings down the name of the Bach. Says at the beginning of Simon Kuflama, Begimel, a different reason for saying Aleinu. And he says, it's Kedelis Klub Bilibenu Kodem Shiniftarim Levatenu Yichud Malchus Shamayim V'chizuk Ha'amuna Bilibenu. That the whole idea is we're about to go home. We're about to go home. So before you go home, we want to implant, we want to strengthen within our hearts the oneness, the uniqueness of the Malchus Shamayim, and to strengthen our Amunah in our hearts. And then he says, Shagam, She'az Gam Kishinisok B'masa V'matanina Akum, that then, when we're involved, you know, you're about to leave, you go out to work, you might have dealings with a non-Jew, Lo Nifne Elohalilim, so you won't turn to their gods, right? You see, he's my boss, doing better maybe, or whatever the case may be. So unfortunately, it could cause a person to go astray. So therefore, we say Aleinu. And so therefore he says, many places have the minhag to say aleinu only if they're going to go home. Only if they're about to go home. And therefore, they didn't say aleinu. Some places had a minhag not to say aleinu after mincha. Because, like here, it's ma'ariv. So why are you saying aleinu? Because you're going to have ma'ariv right away. Ki kol atzibur nisha'aru beis haknesses tefilas ma'ariv. Everybody's staying for ma'ariv. So here he seems to be saying, even you know, if there's a break like here where we learn Baruch Hashem, but still we're not, nobody's going nowhere, hopefully. And for this reason, according to the Bach, also we don't say aleinu in times we mentioned before, after Shacharis and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, whenever there's a Musaf, because still you can still daven Musaf, so therefore you don't do it. Okay, now we can also getting back to our point. So again, you should say it's standing. Now we understand why you should say it's standing based upon the Mishnah Berurah we saw before. Ukshemagia, back in the Ramah, excuse me. Ukshemagia el kel lo yoshia. When we get to, they bow down to gods that a god that will does nothing for them. Yasek me'ad kodem shiomar. So you should pause before a little before you say vanak korim. But we. So that you don't run them together and make it sound like we're in the same boat. Then, you know, we say mourner's kash, whatever they, however it's translated, after the aleinu. Afilu, next page, afilu ein yosom vezaknesis. Even if there's no yosom in the shul, we still say it. Yomar also, Misha, so still you say it. A lot of people don't know this, right? You see this very often. Sometimes there's nobody saying Kaddish. We had that Baruch Hashem sometimes. And nobody's saying Kaddish. Still at the end of Shachar, so to speak, somebody says, say Kaddish. We'll see why. Maybe not today, but we'll see why. Yomar also, Misha, Ein Lo Av Ve'Em. So who's going to say it if nobody's, as we call, nobody's saying Kaddish? Still you say Kaddish anyways after Aleinu. So somebody who doesn't have a father or mother, should say Kaddish. V'afil mishiyesh lo avaim. This people ask this all the time. And even someone who does have a parent, yachol lo omro, could say the Kaddish, kashasam. Imein avi v'imo makpidim, if the parents don't mind. Okay, this comes up, of course, very often. V'yesh lomar pitu maktores, erev voker, and you should also say pitu maktores. You all know what that is. Achar tefillah, after the tefillah, in the evening and in the morning. Mishnah Berurah points out that we'll get back to other stuff also, but just to say a little on this, that we don't say it after Maariv because Maariv didn't bring the Ketores, so it's only after Shacharis and Mincha. V'rom tefillah in kelokenu, we say in kelokenu. V'onrim shir shalvim hayu onrim v'migdash Shacharis levad, and then we say the shir shoyom as we know. Okay, so obviously, and there's a lot more Ramah. So we'll just stop here for tonight. But obviously, there's a lot more. Obviously, we got to discuss what's the reason. So we said you're supposed to say Kaddish at the end of Shacharis. Even if there's nobody saying Kaddish, you should say Kaddish. Why? And then we have to get into this thing also about somebody can say Kaddish even if they do have a parent. As long as the parent doesn't mind, we'll have to get into that. And then, of course, we have to get in Pita Maktoris, right? I don't even know if we'll get to that tomorrow. But Meretz Hashem, believe another. Pita Maktoris, we say Pita Maktoris. Ashkenazim don't say Pita Maktoris. Except for Shabbos, of course. But regular Ashkenazim don't say Pita Maktoris, so why not? I mean, after all, the Ramah says to say it. So what happened there? Okay, we're going to have to get into that. And the shir, of course, we'll get into all that. Meretz Hashem, we'll get into all that.